after we did get married, my commitment to him and my feelings for him, it evolved very rapidly from this relationship that I was having to now this person is truly my husband. And I felt empowered by that to be honest. And then I started to tell my closest friends, and I started to just not be ashamed of my situation, really. And it wasn't good. Many people, including my friends, think that he just must be so into you, and because he has nothing else to be into. And so it must be some sort of like an ego booster. This guy who is just going to accept and say and do anything to have you because there's this benefit on the other end for him. Little do they know, though, unfortunately, it's not like that at all. Jason is incredibly challenging. He can be very tough to deal with. He has been by far the most difficult relationship I've had, but also the most rewarding. So now I feel that instead of being proud or happy about my relationship, I almost have to keep it cloistered until I know your political viewpoint. And that is especially relevant at work, because I work in a very conservative environment and it just wouldn't be acceptable. It also becomes this issue of, well, it would be so much easier if I could just talk to somebody, or if I could just go to work and put a picture of him on my desk. And when somebody asks me why he's wearing scrubs, I could just tell them the truth. So it adds an incredible dynamic of stress to a relationship, but also to you as an individual, you know. And it was a process of adjustment for me, because I really had to be sure that this was what I wanted, that he was what I wanted, to be able to take on all of those other dynamics that were coming at me and still keep us intact and not develop a resentment, not develop a second guessing.